Hello.
This is one for
Hello.
customer support returning your call.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Chiano. Thank you so much for returning my call. I wonder if you can help me, please. I'll give you a cancellation number, okay?
Can I have that zip code, please?
Of course. 07735.
First and last name.
Carmela, Carmela, Schiano, Schiano.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Of course. 99 Green Grove Avenue, apartment 64, Keyport, New Jersey. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Oh, sorry. I thought you were gone.
No, I do see here on the 11th of March where you purchased our Keto Ascend and also Cleanse, two of our products that helps reduce your appetite and also the toxins in your body. What can I do for you today?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but I didn't quite understand what you said. But here's the problem. Yesterday, I called and canceled. I got a cancellation number. Do you see that the account has been canceled? Or do you need that number?
The account has been canceled.
Okay, great. Now, look here. It was my stupidity. I had no idea that I was supposed to send back if I wasn't satisfied or pay or whatever. My husband is having fits. Is there any way that we can fix this? There's that 90 and somewhat dollars charged on the account. I have the bottles right here. They're half full, both of them. They didn't work, and he is just about to hit the roof. Is there anything that we can do to fix this? I can send the bottles back if you want. Because I know that yesterday we canceled the account for both things, for both bottles. Is that correct? It's been canceled for both bottles?
Yes, ma'am. That account is canceled. And I did hear about you trying to return something, ma'am. We do not accept returns due to our health code regulations and also COVID-19.
Okay, you're right. But yesterday, the lady that canceled my account said that this was only shipping and handling that I paid for these two bottles and that I had 14 days. That's not correct?
Yes, ma'am. You have 14 days before your trial ends to contact us.
Oh, just to contact. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm out of the 14 days. I understand that. Is there anything that we can do? Because he's seeing on our account those $90 missing. The bank declined another amount, but there is still a $90, I guess, for one of the bottles. Is there anything that we can do to get my money back on that one too?
No,
I am
ma'am.
Really, really sorry.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Is there any way I can get my money back on that other bottle?
No, ma'am.
No? Even if I didn't understand that I had the 14 days to contact you? It was a big mistake. He's having fits. Maybe partial money, anything, just so that he stops yelling. I can't take him anymore.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. However, that charge is valid because that is the retail price for the product that you have.
Right. So is there any way that I can get partial money back or my money back for this? It's been a mistake, and he's having fits.
No,
please.
Ma'am.
In other words, I have to pay that $90 or so that's on my account.
Yes, ma'am.
even if I didn't understand that I had those 14 days, I beg you, is there any way that I can speak with a manager or anybody?
Well, ma'am, you're speaking to a supervisor, ma'am. And I do understand
okay,
that you
great.
Wasn't aware of the 14 days, but however it was on the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and condition, ma'am.
Okay, well, can you make an exception for a stupid mistake? Anything, even half of the money back. I would deeply appreciate it. They didn't even work. At least they would have worked. I would have said, keep the money. I tried both bottles. When I got to half of the first bottle, I saw no results whatsoever. Matter of fact, I was gaining weight. So I said, let me try the cleanse ones. I tried that one for about a half a week. Nothing. I kept on gaining instead of losing. I didn't even lose an ounce. I beg you. Being that you're a supervisor, anything that you can do, it's only $90. I am sure that the company, even 50% off, will not be missing it. I beg you. I mean, I would give you great reviews and all. I would really, I don't know what to do. Please?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but that charge is valid because that is the retail price for the product that you have.
I'll send it back. I don't know what to do. It didn't even work. But please give me a little break. I beg you. My husband is really, really mad. I don't know what else to do. And if you're a supervisor, you can understand. You can keep the bottles and throw them away. I understand about the COVID business, please. That I understand. Are you kidding me? You have to pass it to other people. Just throw it in the garbage. I have both bottles here. There's almost none missing. Please, even a half off of those $90. Anything. Just so that we can shut him up and make him stop yelling at me. Something like this never happened to me. Usually I only shop online. I don't really get into this trial business and all. Maybe that's why I made the mistake and I overlooked it. I wasn't aware of it at all. And now I'm in this huge problem here. Please.
Unfortunately, ma'am, that charge is valid. So unfortunately, ma'am.
But I beg you, please. I mean, what's it cost you to just even cancel just half of it? The company's going to miss $45 to $90. I made a mistake. Next time I'll make one sure I read everything before I purchase things. Please. He got really mad, really. Whole bunch mad. I'll send back the product. You can throw it in the garbage. I'll address it to you personally, please. I thought, here's what I thought. You get this for this kind of money, the shipping and handling, and try it. Then if I would have liked it, I would have ordered more. That's what I thought. That was my mistake. Please, I beg you. Then when they charged it yesterday, when we realized that it was the 29th and the lady on the phone said the 14 days were up, I got shocked. I had no idea. Didn't you ever make a mistake, please? The company is not going to miss $45 to $90. Meantime, I've got a war over here going on for that stupid amount. Is there anything that you can do?
No, ma'am.
You're not going to overlook a mistake. You never made mistakes. Never. Who else can I talk to, please? Maybe somebody else will help me out.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid because that is the retail price for the product that you have now, since you did not contact counsel before your trial ended.
So
that charge is valid, ma'am.
What happened if I would have contacted you within the 14 days? You wouldn't have charged me?
Correct.
Oh, man. Please, I'll send it back. I can show you that the bottles are here, almost half, three quarters full, because they didn't work. Who can I talk to that can help me, maybe? After all, people are entitled to make a mistake. Maybe this money is nothing to the company, but my husband is having fits. We can't afford it. Especially for something that didn't even work. At least it would have worked. I would have blessed the $90. It didn't even work. Can I talk to somebody else, maybe? An owner, a manager, another manager, anybody?
No, ma'am, but as a customer, you're speaking to a supervisor.
Okay, then help me out if you're the supervisor. Help me out. I made
a
mistake.
Ma'am, like I just stated, that charge is valid because that is the retail price for the product that you have.
Right, and meet me halfway at least. There's maybe a half off will shut him up, and he'll stop yelling. What's it cost you? Just charge me $45 instead of $90 for the mistake that I made. Would that be reasonable enough?
Say that again, ma'am.
I said, would that be reasonable enough? $45, a half off for the mistake, and maybe it'll make him stop screaming at me. Would that be reasonable, please? I'm begging you. Okay.
No, ma'am.
No. You're not going to help me. You're going to leave me in this huge mess for a mistake. What about the one that the bank declined?
Uh-huh.
What about it? My bank declined a charge. There
yes,
were two charges to this. What about it?
It was declined.
And?
And?
What does that mean?
It didn't go through mail.
Right. So that money is okay. I'm not paying for that. I'm only paying the 90. Well, I'm going to call my bank and see if then maybe my bank can help me decline this one too. Okay? Hello?
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
What, at the bank? Yeah, but you see, this is the way I look at it, sir. If I call my bank and they decline, they're going to decline the full $90. I begged you for a half. At least I would have paid $45. Wouldn't that be better?
Well, ma'am, if you contact your bank,
yeah,
trying to remove the charge, you have to go through a dispute process. And with that dispute, the bank will contact us, verify the account, and saying that you did purchase the product, ma'am. And once they see that you did purchase the product, the dispute will no longer be valid. So, ma'am, that charge is still valid.
Okay. But they declined one, though. See? I mean, the same way that they declined
yes, ma'am.
One, they couldn't decline.
They declined it because they wasn't aware of who the company was at the time, ma'am. But once they contact us and look over the terms and condition that it was there, then that charge would be valid, ma'am.
But that's only one charge. The one that they declined is not valid.
Correct. The one that they declined hasn't even it didn't go through, ma'am. It didn't leave your account.
Okay, so the one that they declined, let me get this straight. I'm crying my eyes over here, and I cannot believe that you did not want to help me at all. I'm going to give such bad reviews on this product that you haven't got any idea. You would have been better off giving me at least a half of that 90, believe me. But anyway, let me get this straight. The one that they declined, that's not going to be an issue ever. It's these $90 that I have to pay. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so I ask you one more time, is there any way that you can meet me at least a little bit on this? After all, you're a supervisor. You're not a regular, worker. You're a supervisor. I cried my eyes out. How come you cannot help me a little bit? Please. I beg you. Anything off. If you can't meet me halfway, I don't know, a little bit, three quarters, anything. Maybe it'll shut him up. I'll tell him that I called you and that you were kind enough to give me a little tiny break. Is it possible?
All right, ma'am. Allow me one second while I place on the blow.
Yes, of course.
All right, ma'am. You still here with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was able to go ahead and apply you with a refund of $32.52, ma'am.
Oh, wow. You're a saint. I wish you a happy and healthy Easter. Please be safe, and I don't know how to thank you. Maybe this will help. Thank you so much. Do you want the bottles? No, you said you can't because of the COVID, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Happy Easter to you and your family. God bless you. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling. Customer
I promise
support.
I'll be more careful whatever I do from now on, okay?
Thanks. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for calling. Customer
Bye-bye.
Support. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.